According to ProPublica, the secret Facebook group has been around for the past 3 years and has about 9,500 members. In it, there are posts with offensive graphics, including a photo illustration of Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being sexually assaulted by Donald Trump. It discusses plans to disrupt a congressional visit to a Border Patrol facility and jokes about the death of migrants. The secret Customs Border Facebook group includes a meme using graphic language to mock CNN anchor Anderson Cooper's sexual orientation and a comment which refers to a female soccer star as a man. A separate thread makes fun of a video of a migrant man trying to carry a child through a rushing river in a plastic bag. One post says, at least it's already in a trash bag. Other comments refer to Representative Ocasio-Cortez and Representative Escobar as hoes, and one member encourages agents to throw a burrito at these bitches. Ocasio-Cortez says she isn't surprised by the posts, especially after the treatment of migrants she said she witnessed at a border facility. She said it's just indicative of the violent culture we saw. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is calling for the immediate firing of the border agents who made these posts. The revelation about the Facebook posts only adds to the vitriolic atmosphere surrounding immigration and the treatment of tens of thousands of migrants who have crossed the border, vastly straining the system that's been struggling to keep up amid Trump's hardline rhetoric. Chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas and twin brother of presidential candidate Julian Castro, said, the American people must see what's being carried out in their name. After returning from visits to Border Patrol facilities, Joaquin Castro posted videos of women in the facilities.
We saw that the system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused. We remain very concerned about the conditions in which people are being kept. When we went into the cell, it was clear that the water was not running. There was a toilet, but there was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
U.S. Representative from Brooklyn Yvette Clark tweeted, heartbroken and disgusted that in 2019 in America, I'm even writing this tweet. Today I'm traveling to Homestead, Florida, located near Miami, to see with my very own eyes a Trump camp that has stripped migrant children away from their homes. We'll be speaking with Representative Clark on the WBAI News tomorrow evening. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.